Good day, and welcome to the Bilibili 2020 third quarter earnings conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Juliet Yang, Senior Director of Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Please note the discussion today will contain forward-looking statements relating to the company's future performance and are intended to qualify for the safe harbor from liability as established by the U.S. Private Securities Litigation Reform Act. Such statements are not guarantees of future performance and are subject to certain risks and uncertainties, assumptions, and other factors. Some of these risks are beyond the company's control and could cause actual results to differ materially from those mentioned in today's press release and this discussion. A general discussion of the risk factors that could affect Bilibili's business and financial results is included in certain filing of the company with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The company does not undertake any obligation to update forward-looking information except as required by law. During today's call, management will also discuss certain non-GAAP financial measures for comparison purpose only. For a definition of non-GAAP financial measures and a reconciliation of GAAP to non-GAAP financial results, please see the 2020 third quarter financial results news release issued earlier today. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. In addition, an investor presentation and a webcast replay of this conference call will be available on Bilibili's investor relations website at ir.bilibili.com. Joining us today on the call from Bilibili senior management are Mr. Rui Chen, Chairman of the Board and Chief Executive Officer, Ms. Carly Li, Vice Chairwoman of the Board and Chief Operating Officer, and Mr. Sam Fan, Chief Financial Officer. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Fan, who will read the prepared remarks on behalf of Mr. Chen.
Thank you, Juliet, and thank you everyone for participating in our 2020 third quarter conference call. I'm pleased to deliver today's opening remarks on behalf of Mr. Chen. We see a golden opportunity to expand our reach in today's market. To seize this window, we step up our approach to user growth with a focus on further growing our content, expanding our brand awareness, and the targeted channel acquisition. This was especially fruitful in our third quarter peak season. As a result, our user base hit a record high. In August, our MAUs exceeded a 200 million milestone, marking a new monthly record. Total MAU for the third quarter were up 54% to 197 million, and the DAU were up 42% to 53 million, both on a year-over-year basis. Mobile users also continued to grow at a faster pace. Mobile MAUs were up 61% year-over-year to 184 million in the third quarter. Our users are highly engaged, spending an average of 81 minutes per day on our platform, making Bilibili one of the stickiest video communities in China. The quality growth of our users is not only reflecting the high engagement levels, but also in the paying user conversions. MPUs were up 89% year-over-year, reaching 50 million in the third quarter. Our paying ratio improved to 7.6% from 6.2% in the same period last year. This increase drove our top line expansion, and in the third quarter, revenue reached another record high of 3.2 billion, up 74% year-over-year. While we grow our top line, we also improved our gross margin. Gross margin was 23.6% in the third quarter, up from 18.9% in Q3 last year, and we are gaining even more operating leverage. While Bilibili has become a household name among young generations, there are large groups of potential users who are just beginning to learn about us. The Gen Z community acts as our anchor, and we begin to cast an even wider net. Today, we are gaining traction with more diverse demographics than ever before. Marketing campaigns, such as our newly introduced slogan, "Bilibili, all the videos you like," has helped us to define and promote our appeal to mass audience. During the third quarter, we launched a series of online and offline campaigns to promote our brand proposition to an even broader audience across different demographics. This strategy is working, and we are carrying these efforts into the fourth quarter. Our industry partnerships are also strengthening our content offering and brand. In August, we entered into a five-year business cooperation agreement with Huanxi Media through a strategic equity investment, in which we gain exclusive broadcasting rights to Huanxi existing and upcoming high-quality movies and TV drama series. We have also entered into a three-year exclusive partnership with RightGain for exclusive live broadcasting rights of League of Legends World Championship. This has significantly enhanced our position and brand in the important esports genre, especially during the S10 this year. And in October, we deepened our partnership with Sony by signing a strategic agreement with its subsidiary, Aniplex, to bring more premium anime content and mobile games to our users. This expanding alliance not only enriches our content offering, but also demonstrate that both domestic and international industry leaders have common recognition for our unique value in China's entertainment market. While we are working to build our brand and attract more users, increasing demand for high-quality video content bodes us well for capitalizing on the growth prospects. China represents the largest online video population in the world. According to the Cynic report, by the end of the first half of 2020, near 819 million users in China consumed online content in video format. Faster networks and smarter hardware enable more accessible content creation and consumption. Our experience over the past decade has made us a pioneer of visualization movement. We are committed to capturing this market opportunity by further executing our growth strategy, which we believe will yield considerable return in the long run. With that overview, I would now like to provide some more color on our content, community, and commercialization activities. I will begin with a review of our content. Our PUGV content ecosystem is the cornerstone of our business and the main engine that powers our growth vehicle. For the first quarter, we had approximately 1.7 million content creators uploading 5.6 million videos per month, representing increases of 51% and 79% respectively, both year over year. We continue to cultivate a nourishing soil to allow content creators to grow and flourish. By promoting originality and ingenuity, our algorithm enabled the highest quality of original content to quickly gain traction and expand its fan base. In the third quarter, the number of videos that achieved 1 million video views increased 73%, and the number of content creators with over 10,000 followers grew 75%, both year over year. Meanwhile, we continue to help our content creators earn better monetary rewards through our cash incentive program and our newly launched advertising platform, Sparkle. The matchmaking platform is designed to better connect advertisers and content creators and bring more commercial opportunities to our creators by providing a safe and a scalable portal for native ads. Each of these components help us maintain and grow this important PUTV ecosystem. Our top five verticals in terms of video views in the third quarter were lifestyle, game, entertainment, anime, and tech and knowledge. Among these, tech and knowledge is emerging as one of the fastest growing sectors. Learning on Bilibili is also training as many curious minds are attracted to our platform looking for informative and educational content. In the past 12 months, there were nearly 100 million users across different age groups watching knowledge-related videos on Bilibili, making us one of the top learning platforms in China. While we enhance our content offering in our leading verticals, we are actively expanding our content reach in new categories. The automotive sector was one of them. In Q3, video views in this genre grew rapidly at 177% year-over-year. This reflects our longevity and the staying power with users as they mature. In this case, our co-JV users have come to a life stage for an auto consumption. This transition also helped us attract wide demographics and open new advertising opportunities across broader industry groups. Turning to our OGV, our investment in IP content is paying off. With our stronghold in this genre, Bilibili produced Chinese anime not only attract massive new users, but also become the most effective driver of premium memberships. This is especially true for our self-produced Chinese anime, Cap Reborn, Yuanlong, generating 260 million views in just the 3 months since its launch. In September, we were excited to welcome the thrilling TV drama Renfo Yang, Kun Quan Shao Nian Xian Kong, to our platform, marking the first TV drama to fall in our collaboration with Huanxi Media. This show was an immediate hit after release and trended number one on Bilibili most searched list for weeks. This show has generated 410 million video views, setting a new record in this category. We are also reaching new heights for our documentary and variety show department. Our very first self-produced music variety show, Rap for Youth, Shuo Chang Xin Shi Dai, received outstanding reviews beyond our typical community, generating approximately 410 million video views and 8.2 million bullet charts. This success did not only enrich our music category, but also attracted and inspired a great number of musicians and music lovers. Looking at documentaries, we believe our recent agreement with BBC Studio is a strong endorsement of our documentary quality and will further enhance our content library. Also, building on the success of last year's gala, we will be arriving another Smashing New Year Eve gala event. We expect this year will bring our community more excitement and joy. Turning to our community, while our user growth continues to rise, we set a number of new records across our key community metrics. In the third quarter, our daily video views reached 1.3 billion, up 77% year-over-year. Our users generated 5.5 billion monthly interactions through bullet charts, comments, likes, and Bilibili moment posts, up 117% year-over-year. The number of our official members is also on the rise. At the end of third quarter, we had 19.7 million official members who passed our 100-question exam, up 56% year-over-year. Retention levels also remain strong, well above 80%. With a decade of experience under our belt, we believe our community remains one of our biggest competitive advantages and moats in the evolving online entertainment industry. Turning to our commercialization progress, the growing traffic on our platform fuels each of our business lines as well. We roll out more premium content and services to meet our users' diverse entertainment needs. Our game business. Revenue from our mobile game business were RMB 1.3 billion, up 37% year-over-year, accounting for 40% of our total revenues. Building our massive game lover base, we continue to expand our game offering in diverse genres as we maintain the popularity of our existing titles. Our new blockbuster game, Princess Connect, Gong Zhu Lian Jie, continues to resonate with our fans and attract new users. It was another strong testament that our robust distribution and operating capabilities in the ACG genre. In October, we renewed our exclusive FGO license with Aniplex and celebrated the game's 4th anniversary. Additionally, we launched a few new titles during the third quarter, which include Animistic, 万灵起源, 斩妖行, and Ash Arm, 灰烬战线, all of which have been well received by our users. And for our game pipeline, we have 10 titles in diverse genres that have acquired approvals and are ready to be released in the coming quarters. Next in queue is World Art Online, 刀剑神域, planned for launch at the beginning of 2021. Looking at our jointly operating games, we continue to work with the leading game developer to bring our user premium titles. Our solid reputation, strong game operation capabilities, and high destiny gamer demographic have made Bilibili the go-to platform for joint operating partners. In September, as its main Android partner in China, we began jointly operating the highly anticipated Genshin Impact, Yuanshen, The massive success of Yuanshen and our operation is another feeder in our cash. Other near-term joint titles include a plan to distribute native Harry Potter. Turning to our VAS business, revenue from VAS increased by 116% year-over-year, reaching RMB 980 million in the third quarter. Our growth was mainly driven by increased contribution from premium memberships, live broadcasting, and other value-added services. As our brand name continues to spread, we are attracting business partners and live broadcasting hosts and adding new and diverse content to our growing library. Esports is a prime example. Our League of Legends World Championship live broadcasting rights has secured an important place for Bilibili in the thriving esports genre. As we showcase our capabilities, more esports hosts and lovers are turning to Bilibili immersive live broadcasting experience. For the entire S10 championship season, total live broadcasting page views related to the game increased by over 300% compared with S9 last year. We are pleased to see our user growing willingness to pay for advanced or exclusive access to our OGV content. By the end of the third quarter, we had 12.8 million premium members, up 110% year-over-year. As we roll out more excellent, exciting, you know, content, we are confident we can continue converting more paying subscribers. Finally, our advertising business. Despite challenging macroeconomic and environment, we delivered another accelerated growth in our advertising business. Revenue from the segment reached RMB 558 million, up 126% year-over-year. Our efforts to spread our brand name not only attract wider user groups, but also impress many new business partners. Advertisers across different industries are turning to Bilibili to tap into the converted young demographic. Our top five leading verticals in the third quarter were e-commerce, food and beverage, games, PC products, and automotive. In summary, we are on an excellent growth trajectory. With solid execution of our user growth initiative, we continue to improve our brand equity and reach new heights across key user metrics. The industry trend toward visualization is working strongly in our favor as we provide the most unique community experience to both content creators and users. Capitalizing on this momentum, we aim to further grow our brand, enrich our content offering, and unleash the great potential of our expanding online entertainment ecosystem. This concludes Mr. Chen's remarks. I will now provide a brief overview of our financial results for the third quarter of 2020. Our total net revenues increased by 74% year-over-year to RMB 3.2 billion, exceeding the high end of our guidance. With our non-games accounting for 60% of the revenues, we are pleased with the commercialization progress of our non-game offerings and our ability to convert our online traffic into paying users. The average number of monthly paying users increased by 89% year-over-year, reaching 50 million in the third quarter. Cost of revenue increased by 63% year-over-year to RMB 2.5 billion. Revenue sharing cost, a key component of cost of revenues, were RMB 1.2 billion, a 77% increase from the same period in 2019. Gross profit increased by 170% year-over-year to RMB 762 million. We are seeing more operating leverage from our diversified revenue streams, with more revenue contribution from our higher margin business, as well as additional income from paying users, our gross profit margin continued to improve, reaching 23.6% in the third quarter. Total operating expenses increased to RMB 1.8 billion, up 138% from the same period of 2019. Selling and marketing expenses were RMB 1.2 billion, representing a 227% increase year-over-year. The increase was mainly attributed to the increased channel and marketing expenses associated with our app and brand, as well as increased expenses for our mobile games and sales and marketing personnel. Building our brand appeal among the broader audience is one of our key initiatives in 2020. This strategy is affording us far-reaching market gains that we think would have long-term efforts. We plan to continue to build on this momentum to further strengthen and expand our virtuous growth cycle. G&A expenses were RMB 253 million, representing a 55% increase over year. The increase was primarily due to increased headcount in general and administrative personnel and increased share-based compensation expenses. R&D expenses were ¥401 million, representing a 62% increase year-over-year. The increase was primarily due to increased headcount in research and development personnel. Net loss was ¥1.1 billion for the third quarter of 2020, compared to ¥406 million in the same period of 2019. Adjusted net loss, which is a non-GAAP measure that excludes the share-based compensation and amortization expenses related to intangible assets acquired through business acquisitions, was ¥990 million compared to ¥343 million in the same period of 2019. Basic diluted net loss per share was ¥3.08. Adjusted basic diluted net loss per share was ¥2.76. As of September 13, 2020, we had cash or cash equivalents, time deposits, as well as short-term investments of ¥14.1 billion, or US$2.1 billion, compared to ¥8.1 billion as of December 31, 2019. Our monetization capabilities continue to improve as we leverage our growing traffic base of users across an increasing broader spectrum of demographics. We will also continue to roll out more premium content and services to convert more paying users. We believe that over the longer term, these monetization efforts, high paying user conversion rates, and scale will yield an improved bottom line. With that in mind, we are currently projecting net revenue for the fourth quarter of 2020 to be between ¥3.6 billion and ¥3.7 billion. Thank you for your attention. We would like now to open the call to your questions. Operator, please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. For the benefit of all participants in today's call, if you wish to ask your question to management in Chinese, please immediately repeat your question in English. Your first question on queue comes from the line of Daniel Chen from JP Morgan. Daniel, please ask your question. Your line is now open.
Hi, this is Alex from JP Morgan. I have a question regarding the user growth and the user profile of the newly added users. So you guys have been continuing delivering very strong user growth in the past several quarters. Can you talk about the typical new user profile that you guys have acquired in the recent quarters, what exactly is the value that you offer to these guys to drive the user growth? Also, lastly, what's the user growth outlook into the next 1 to 2 quarters? 我自己简单的翻译一下，这个就是咱们过去几个季度这个用户增长都是一个非常健康，其实是非常强劲的一个趋势。那能不能聊一下我们新增用户他的一个典型的用户画像是什么样的一个样子啊？然后我们是给对他们提供什么样的价值来驱动这些消费者进入到我们的平台里面？那最后一个维度是我们怎么看未来1到2个季度用户的增长趋势？谢谢。
好啊，那个我来回答一下这个问题。其实我们的用户的画像跟之前并没有明显的一个变化，就是我们的用户的平均年龄仍然是在21岁左右，然后我们的新增用户的这个平均年龄是在20岁左右，然后目前来看的话，就是我们来自城乡的用户还是比较均匀的，然后差不多有50%是来自于3线以及以下的一个城市。就值得关注的是，就是我们从这个季度来看，就是30岁以上的新用户的同比是跟之前相比是略有增长的。
So, Mr. metric trends that the profile of the new users actually hasn't changed much compared to historical data. The average age of our users is about 21 years old, and the average age for the newcomers is about 20 years old. We see a very balanced geographic mix, with about 50% of the user coming from third tier city and below. And notably, we've seen that the users above 30 is actually gradually increasing its contribution year over year.
一直以来，就是B站吸引用户的原因，都是因为B站上面有满足这些用户兴趣的内容，就是比如说类似于像 动画、音乐、游戏、数码、娱乐等等的，然后就从现在的数据来看，就虽然我们的那个用户的那个增长速度一直都还挺快，但是呢，就是他们的留存的数据、活跃的那个数据，包括就是他们商业转化的数据，跟过去相比，都是保持着很高的质量，甚至更好。
So we've always been attracting our users from our content. The reason why users come to Bilibili is that they can find what they like, what type of content they like on Bilibili. For example, animation, music, game, digital content, etc. So based on the data, we've experienced a very fast user growth. On the quality side, we've also maintained a very high quality of growth based on the user's retention, their engagement, also the paying conversion rate. We are quite happy and satisfied with our high quality growth.
因为我们还是有一个非常健康的一个内容生态，那就是我们的这个创作者，他们一直在创作出更多更好的那个内容，所以的话，就是我对我们的用户增长的一个趋势，我还是表示乐观的，而且的话，就是我们可以看到，就是现在就整个的一个视频化已经是一个非常明显的一个大趋势，就是我认为 B 站在这个视频化的浪潮里面，也会就是一直处在一个领先的位置。
So because we have a very healthy self-sustaining ecosystem, which is our massive content creator is continuously creating high-quality content, we are quite optimistic about the user growth trend as we look into the future. And also, visualization is an inevitable trend that Bilibili, as a pioneer in the video community industry, we are quite confident will continue to deliver this high quality growth.
我们在去年年中的时候，我们就是更新了我们的这个用户增长的一个目标，就是2020年，我们认为能够做到1.8亿，然后2021年我们认为能够做到2.2亿。 就是当然我们现在已经可以看到，就是2020年的目标我们已经完成了，而且我们也有信心提前完成2021年的目标。明年年初我们应该会更新未来几年的目标。
So mid last year we have set a new user target, which is to reach 180 million for 2020 and 220 million for 2021. As you can see, we have already achieved this year's user target, and we are also confident to achieve next year's user target in advance. And we are likely to set up a refresh our new user target at beginning of next year.
好的，谢谢瑞总。
Your next question comes from the line of Yuan Zhang from Citi. Yuan, please ask your question. Your line is now open.
哎，早上好，谢谢管理层接受我的提问。我这边问两个内容生态的问题吧，就因为咱们大概90%以上的一个 BD 都来自于 PUGD 嘛，然后 OGD 那边过去我们看到基本上都是在一些纪录片，包括一些经典的一些影中那边的布局，但是最近越来越多我们看到一些头部的一些内容出来，比如说说唱新时代，像风水少年。然后头部的电竞也有 SI，然后可不可以说一下那边我们对一些头部 OGV 的一些，包括长视频的一些布局，然后他们在我们整个生态体系里面的作用是什么？比如说像获客、二创，然后 IT 资产的累积那边可不可以都说一下？然后第二个小问题是，可能就我们退一步看，就是我们看整个行业的话，就短视频那边基本上100%都是一个 PUGC。然后长视频的话，基本上都是一个版权内容为主。那我们怎么看我们这种可能贴中的视频的一个定位？如果未来我们把用户扩到一个更大的规模的话，我们觉得 VV 的百分比，就您觉得那些 PUGV 跟 OGV 的占比可能是会怎么样的？然后这个对我们未来的一个内容成本的一个implication 是怎么样的？然后我自己翻译一下吧。So thanks management for taking my question. So I have two questions regarding content ecosystem. So historically, Bilibili has been focused on documentary and classic drama series and movie. Now increasingly we see some premium content coming out, for example, the Rap for You, the variety show, and also Renfu Yang, the drama series, also as tournament for the esports contents. Can you share your thoughts on premium OGV and long video, and what role do we play within our ecosystem? And secondly, so if we take a step back and see the broad industry, for short video is 100% from PUGC, where the long video, the majority of the TVD are coming from licensed content. So how do you see the middle video if we expand our user base to a much bigger level? In terms of maybe what ratio do you think it would be between PUGV and OGV, and what is the implication for content? Thank you.
对，在回答这个问题，就 OGV 生态之前，我们还是重申一下，首先视频是 B 站的核心业务，其实这里面是包括 PUGV，我们长期提到的 B 站最优势的地方，PUGV、OGV 跟直播。今年其实我们品牌升级也突出的内容就是你感兴趣的视频都在 B 站。其实这里简单一些、通俗一些理解就是短的、长的、不短不长的，你感兴趣的视频都在 B 站。所以我们会持续根据用户的需求去耕耘视频这个领域。那当然了，OGV 我们也会持续的投入。
So before we get into the strategy of our OGV business, I want to re-emphasize video as Bilibili's core business, which includes PUGV, OGV, and live broadcasting. And the brand upgrade that we've been focusing on this year is proposing all the videos you like, which actually includes short form video, long form video, and mid form video. And we'll continue to cultivate and reinforce our content offering new video services based on users' needs. And we'll also continue to invest in our OGV content.
在分析 OGV 策略之前，还要重申一个事情，就是 PUGV 生态，就我们所提到的创作者生态，依旧是我们的核心。它的增长其实持续的健康度也是很好的，从互动量啊，从创作视频量啊等等的。那它也是 B 站做 OGV 的一个很独特的一个优势，所以后续我们会进一步把 OGV 的生态跟 PUGV 的生态进行深度的打通。
So I would also like to emphasize that our PUGV content creator ecosystem remains the core of our business. And from the engagement level and our active content creator and content submission, all these key data continue to show that we have a very strong position in the PUGV ecosystem. And the PUGV component will be Bilibili's unique advantage in running our OGV business. And for future as we look into the future, we'll further to integrate our OGV content ecosystem with our PUGV content ecosystem.
那基于 OGV 来说的话，在未来我们还是会 focus 在自制出品为核心。 那我们还是会围绕三个重点吧，一个叫精品化，一个叫 IP 化，一个叫服务于生态，这三个标准。我们希望其实打造 Bilibili 出品是优质跟精品化的代表。与此同时的话，我们也会关注整个 ROI 跟整个付费的转化。So
for the OGV strategy going forward, we'll continue to focus on self-produced, self-publishing, and will be on quality-driven. IP driven and will also serve our content ecosystem. We hope that Bilibili produced will be a label for high quality content and at the same time we'll be focusing on improving our ROI and paying conversion.
从2017年我们做国创的自制, 2018年开始做纪录片的自制, 2019我们尝试做综艺的自制, 2020年今年其实我们会开始尝试做网络形态的剧跟电影形态的自制，其实我们已经有一套完整的垂直切入的方法论了。从实际现在的成绩来说， B 站已经成为了用户认知的动画跟纪录片很重要的国内的出品方，以及也是观看这两个品类首选的平台。 最近刚才你也提到，就是关于风选少年天空跟说唱新时代等等的这个剧跟综艺的尝试，也成为了最近行业的口碑之作，在会员跟广告上的回收其实超出我们的预期的。我们也很有信心，在往后自制出品上有更多的尝试，也能获得持续的一个成功。
So Bilibili started to get into the self-produced Chinese anime back in 2017, and in 2018 we started getting to the documentary self-production, in 2019 into variety show self-production, and for this year we are making few attempts into the real person TV and movies for the internet users, and we have already formed a very integrated methodology to how to get into certain verticals. As for now, Bilibili has already become the go-to platform for animation and documentary, and users already have the perception that Bilibili has the best in those categories. And for this year, our attempt in the TV, movie, and variety shows, for example, Run for Young and Rap for Youth, has generated a very good feedback among our users and received very high ratings across all platforms. And this has been a show mark for our attempt in tapping to new content categories. For those content, the revenue from the premium membership as well as the revenue from sponsorship and advertisement, and actually the revenue has already exceeded our expectation. We are quite confident to continue to try out more new content offerings in those categories.
再回答一下你刚才提到 OGV 基于整体我们的价值。 在我看来总结一下，就是 OGV 对于 B 站的价值是会员加广告加拉新。 它也就对 PUGV 有一个生态的反哺，还有 IP 消费这几个层面上。其实短期来说的话，会员加广告的回收 ，OGV 的内容成本跟收入至今的比例是保持稳定的。前三个季度的现金流其实是为正的。在大会员持续的增长的前提下，其实本季度我们的会员的收入以及会员数已经达到了1280万。 同比增长其实是达到了110%，但是在过程里面你可以看到我们还是在会员的这个年费跟自动续费的占比还是保持了80%以上。那在广告体系上，就冠名跟植入的广告的增长其实也是保持增长在230%，就每个头部的项目的内容都成为了广告客户必抢的资源。 从以上可以看到，我们在短期的回报上是实现了一个正循环的。
So, the value for OGV for Bilibili, I believe that there are several factors. One is premium memberships, advertising revenue, new user attraction, and the add-on value for our PUGV ecosystem, as well as IP generation. And in the short term, we think we have already formed a virtuous cycle where the premium membership revenue and ad revenue has pretty much covered our OGV content cost. And our first three quarters this year, operating cash flow for the first three quarters for this year is positive. And as for our membership, we have achieved outstanding results. As end of third quarter, we have 12.8 million paying member, premium membership, which grew 110% year over year. And the quality of those members are also high. About 80% of them have signed the annual membership or automatic renewal membership. As for the sponsorship and advertising revenue associated with our OGV business grew 230% year over year. All of our key projects has become a very valuable advertising outlet source for all advertisers. So in summary, we believe the OGV has a very important strategic role in our business.
从最后的生态价值来说的话，其实 OGV 的优质的内容对用户增长拉新其实还是有尤其比较明显的效果的。大家比较熟悉看到 B 站出品的动画片《国创》《元龙》，还有刚才提到的《风犬少年的天空》，发现我们对拉新的效果以外，后续他们在 B 站的行为是会持续去看他们感兴趣的 PUGV 的内容。所以新用户能通过头部内容拉进 B 站这个生态，它因为 PUGV 的垂直内容可以持续保留在 PUGV， 在保留在 B 站这个生态体系内，这个拉新跟留存对生态的价值还是极其有作用的。
So, the OGV's high quality content actually served very, very well for our user growth. And for example, the Cat Reborn, the Chinese anime.And Run for Young, all this latest high-quality OGV content has been attracted a lot of new users coming onto Bilibili. And once they join Bilibili, the majority of them stay on Bilibili to consume more PUGV content. And actually, the new users that were attracted by those OGV, their retention is quite good.
第二个举生态的这个价值就是说唱新时代，虽然就是综艺这个品类已经很成熟，接着说唱这个品类其实原来也有一定的作品，但是说唱新时代这个高口碑的音乐综艺除了对广告跟 OGV 的增长超出预期以外，它对 PUGV 的生态其实提供了比较丰富的二创的内容，累计的播放已经超过3亿次，也促进了更多音乐的爱好者可以上传视频到 B 站，带动整个音乐品类的增长。那创造了这个说唱的 B 站的说唱的 IP 以外的话，其实 IP 的价值会自然延长到内容的生命价值体系里面的。我们同时推出了为厂牌持续产生巡演活动跟版权收入等价值。就上面提到的这个，其实就是我们对于生态价值的几个体现。
So as for the variety shows, Rap for Youth has been a quite successful attempt for Bilibili. Despite music variety show, or specifically rap-related variety show, has been around the industry and there's few precedents, but we are still to make a new breakthrough in this verticals. And our PUGV content ecosystem continue to reinforce the effect and influence of this show. A lot of the derivative content were produced by our content creator. The overall video views related to the derivative content has reached near 300 million, which also helped us to further expand into the music category by attracting a lot of music lover or musician to join Bilibili. And also for this show, we also generated quite decent sponsorship revenue and advertising revenue. And because we have an integrated product chain on Bilibili, we continue to extend the IP's value by launching new music label waves and launching a series of offline concerts related to the show. So on Bilibili, we are able to further extend and enhance the value of the IP.
之后的话，我们还是很有信心，在整个OGV的IP价值上，可以在整个B站的生态体系被放大。 包括游戏、动画、剧、商品、线下演出等消费跟服务场景。以上就是我对OGV价值、对于整个B站生态的理解吧。后续的话，我们在整个POGV生态跟OGV生态有没有更多的打通？谢谢。So
to summarize, we believe the value of the IP can be further enlarged on the Bilibili ecosystem, which includes game, anime, TV movies, merchandise, and multiple offline events. And going forward, we are looking to further integrate our PUGV and OGV content ecosystem.
Your next question in queue comes from the line of Binny Wong from HSBC. Binny, please ask your question. Your line is now open.
Hey, Rachel, Sanjong, Julia, 早上好. First of all, congrats on an amazing set of results, right? And also a strong outlook. It was, I think, the midpoint's ahead by 12%. Wonder if you can comment a bit on the competitive landscape. We're impressive to see your monetization, right? Advertising, live streaming, all continue at a triple-digit growth. And if you look at engagement here, it seems to retreat a bit, right? If you look at the time span, right, 3Q is a slight decline, but 3Q usually is the strongest in the past years. And DAU-MAU ratio also come down to 27%. So anything that we should be aware of structurally, and how do we see the competitive landscape among the different entertainment platforms evolves? And especially as we see some of your short video and live streaming players are also very aggressive in growing their advertising business in particular. So how do you see that evolve? I understand that we have a very strong ecosystem here, but I just want to hear a bit more into how you see as these players, you know, getting more aggressive, more capital, and then how will you see it? Thank you so much. 我简单翻译一下我自己的问题啊。 就是我想恭喜管理层这个非常强劲的业绩，然后 outlook 也是非常强的。那我想请教一下，就是说从那个竞争的格局方面，你看到就是我们看到就广告啊这些啊 live streaming 都是增长的很好，还是三位数的增长非常强劲。但是呢，我看到这个用户的粘性就是。 Engagement 其实这个好像稍微回了一点点，因为三季度呢以前过去两年都是最高的一个季度。那我想请教一下，就是这方面是不是因为竞争环境所有所的一个影响啊？是不是一些结构性的原因，还是说只是一个可能这个季度我们有一些调整，所以我们其实不用太担心的。那而且就是这个竞争格局，随着就是我们看到其他的平台越来越。 更激进，要grow自己的advertising，就广告这个业务的时候，那以前就是通常就是我们看到啊，用户就是越多啊，然后就自然可能会有广告，那就是背后都是要靠自己背后的 targeting 的 algorithm 的 continuous 的 improvement 啊，这个算法的提升啊这些，那我不知道管理层可否给我们分享一下你的一个看法，谢谢。嗯，我没觉得我们的年度在。
那个第三季度有明显的改变呢？就是您说你指的这个年度是指的是哪一个指标呢？哦，我指的是个
time span， 就用户的时长。时长的话，其实我们也在涨啊，就是我们第三季度是81分钟，然后我记得我们第二季度是79分钟，然后包括我是。
Oh, OK，好，我就是看到以前三季度是最厉害的嘛，通常，嗯。 嗯，对，其实现在也是最厉害的。对，就是从整个的数据来看，我觉得我们第三季度的就用户数据的一个健康度还挺好的，就是包括我们的社区互动数，包括我们的这个人均播放量，就是我们认为也都挺好的。嗯，
明白。
其实从竞争格局来看呢，那个我觉得视频这个行业的竞争一直都还是挺激烈的，只不过过去可能是 ABC 竞争，现在可能是 DEF 竞争，然后 B 站呢到现在已经11年了，然后 ABCDEFG 都见过了，那个所以的话，那个我觉得这块还好，而且呢我认为那个未来几年视频化还是一个整个行业的巨大的红利，然后我认为 B 站也应该是这个红利的最大受益者之一。
So as for the user engagement matrix, we actually seen a quite positive matrix from the time spent, which is 81 minutes in Q3 compared to 79 minutes in Q2 this year. And overall community engagement improved to 5.4 billion times versus 5.2 billion in Q2. And also the matrix from video views per user per daily is also improving. So in general, we are still carrying out this high quality user growth momentum in the third quarter. As for the competitive landscape, in the video business, the competitive landscape has always been fierce, whether it's competition between A, B, C, or D, E, F. Bilibili has been around for 11 years. We have witnessed many players come and go. And most importantly, we believe the trend of visualization represents a huge market opportunity for the entire internet service in the industry. And as a pioneer in this space, Bilibili is well positioned to capturing this market opportunity.
嗯，就是你问的第二个那个问题，应该是关于我们的那个广告方面的，是吧？
嗯。
啊，就是我认为一个平台的广告能力，它应该是这个平台用户价值的一个体现，就包括用户的数量，然后用户的使用时长，用户的活跃度，以及用户的一个质量。所以的话，那个就是我觉得在 B 站整个用户质量都挺好，而且数量增长的挺快的一个情况下，就是我们的广告的一个价值本身就是在增长，然后再加上就是我们整个的广告团队也在不断的提升我们的广告的一个效能，然后包括像你所说的我们在算法方面的提升，然后而且的话随着 B 站在年轻群体里面的影响越来越大，包括在主流的这个那个社会当中，我们也有越来越好的一个品牌的口碑，所以呢就是那个我们现在也基本上成了就是主要的一个品牌方必投的一个平台吧。我对我们广告未来的一个增长趋势还是挺乐观的。
So as for the advertising business, we believe the advertising value for a certain platform actually is a reflection of the user's value.So on Bilibili, we have captured the best set of users in terms of time spent, in terms of user engagement, as well as the user cohort. That's been backing up our advertising revenue growth. And at the same time, we continue to improve our advertising efficiencies.Launching innovative ad product, that's also helping to reaccelerate our ad revenue. And as our brand perception and brand power continue to increase, Bilibili has now become a must invest platform across many advertisers.
好，非常感谢，非常感谢，非常清楚了，谢谢，谢谢魏总，谢谢陈总，那助理。
Your next question comes from the line of Alex Poon from Morgan Stanley. Alex, please ask your question. Your line is now open.
早上好 Ray 总 Carly Sam Juliet 恭喜非常好的业绩我想问一下关于广告这边看到每个季度你们的同比增长都在加速可不可以分享一下背后的一些驱动力然后我们怎么展望四季度和2021年的一个趋势谢谢I translate my question my question is regarding advertising businesswe have seen year-over-year acceleration for a couple of quarters already. Can you share with us the drivers behind the strong growth and what's the outlook for Q4 and 2021? Thank you very much.
刚才瑞总其实也大部分提到了广告背后的一些成功的原因，相对持续增长的一个成功的原因。那2020年其实 B 站用户增长说特别好了，所以 B 站活跃的中国的近一半的年轻人其实品牌效果广告客户最渴望到达的人群，包括 B 站品牌认知力的增强啊，平台内容的破圈呢、啊、也让平台成为这个广告客户必选的平台，包括刚才也提到的变现效率的提升，我们加强了整个商业流量中台的建设，对商业产品形态的持续创新，这个基础能力的保障其实是2020年我们高速增长的一个很重要的基础背后的一个原因吧。所以大家认为广告越来越难做，我们在没有增加 app load 的情况下实现了连续五个季度的高速增长，同比其实增长了126%。
So as Rizal mentioned earlier, there are a lot of fundamental changes behind our advertising revenue. So first of all, Bilibili's user continue to deliver a high quality growth. On Bilibili, there are about half of the young generation in China have been active on Bilibili, which is the golden cohort for brand advertisers. And also the brand advertiser are able to build their brand perception and influence user buying decision on Bilibili. And we have more and more high quality content continue to reach mass market audiences, which allows Bilibili to become the must invest, the go-to platform for advertisers. And we continue to improve our advertising efficiencies as we continue to enhance our data center platform to better support our commercialization efforts, and we'll continue to roll out more innovative ad formats and ad products. So despite the challenging macro environment, as more people think it's getting more and more tougher in the advertisement business, Bilibili are able to deliver accelerated advertisement revenue for 5 consecutive quarters.
在2021年的话，其实有三个点，除了以上说的这三个点，还是会比较关注的。第一个是标准化跟规模化的整合营销能力，应该是驱动我们2021年持续广告增长很重要的一个引擎。第二点的话是我们会从增长提升单个客户的效率，会更关注提升整个行业的效率，会深耕跟服务于垂直领域。第三个点其实是商业化的场景我们会持续创新了，包括视频消费的场景，还有就是商业播放的场景，包括多屏的场景，我们都会进行不同的尝试。所以2020年广告价值其实得到了市场的认可，2021年我们也特别有信心可以持续保持高速的增长。
As we look into 2021, we'll continue to improve our overall integrated marketing capability to launch standardized and scalable integrated marketing solutions. And I will continue to improve our ad efficiency on single users and focusing on improving the ad efficiency for vertical players, continue to improve our service quality for different advertisement verticals. And we'll also continue to launch innovative scenario-based commercialization method, which includes multi-scenario, multi-screen solutions. As for the 2020, we believe our advertising value has been widely recognized by our advertisers. As we look into 2021, we're quite confident to continue to carry out this positive growth momentum.
Your next question comes from the line of Lei Zhang from Bank of America Securities. Lei, please go ahead and ask your question.
Hi, 管理层早上好，恭喜强劲的业绩。我有两个问题，然后有一个问题是想问一下我们的3Q 的 sales and marketing 的这个 trend， 因为也是往上走了一些嘛，所以想看一下有没有一些详细的 breakdown 可以跟我们讲一下，还有之后的可能在营销费用方面的一个趋势。然后还有一个小问题是关于竞争的，想 follow up 一下，就是我们有没有注意到一些短视频的平台对一些可能中视频的一个内容的分发的占比在不断的提高，我们对这一方面有没有一些看法，或者是可以跟我们分享一下的呢？谢谢，我自己翻一下。Thanks management and congrats on the strong results. Two questions. First, on the sales and marketing, can you give us some breakdown for sales marketing in Q3 and what are the trend in next 1 to 2 quarters? And secondly, I want to follow up on the competitive landscape. Do you observe the short video platform actually allocate relatively higher percent on a mini video part, and any updates you can share with us? Thank you.
Okay, let me take your first question. You know, first of all, we have, you know, over 14 billion RMB cash reserve. So, and we also achieved like positive operating cash flow in the first 9 months of 2020. So we have very sufficient cash reserve that will support our investment in the, you know, different areas. As we mentioned before, we pay close attention to the ROI. Our investment in selling marketing in terms of the, you know, for example, the cost per activation and their conversion and the retention. But when the time is well drive, we will, you know, we will keep doing the investing. As in Q3, you know, everyone knows that the freedom to acquire users. So we targeted to invest in user acquisition through different channels, including the App Store, the CSAT channels, and OTT channels. We also invest in brand advertisement to promote, you know, our new slogan, Bilibili, or the video's life. And we also attend and organize some, you know, offline ACG-related events in different cities during this summer. As a result, you already saw that MAU grow like 25 million quarter over quarter, and the August MAU surpassed 200 million. As mentioned by Kali, we see very good return on the membership conversion and advertising when the, you know, the when our use is still growing. So in Q4, generally it's not the season for the MAU addition, but we will not spend that much. So in terms of the total telemarketing and the percentage of total revenues will be lower than compared with Q3 this year. And we will really focus on the user retention and the paying user conversion in Q4.
好，那我就回答你关于那个就是短视频、中视频、长视频这个问题。对，我一直不明白为什么会有中视频这个提法，难道是比短视频长比长视频短吗？其实那个，就是而且我也不觉得短视频和长视频在用户那里，它就是一个它是否选择的一个要素，因为把视频做短或者把视频做长都是很容易的，但是难的是让用户喜欢。那个我觉得用户本质上来说，他消费的是他喜欢看的视频，是内容好的视频，而并不是所谓的短或者长。短或者长，我认为可能有长进的区分吧，但是的话并不是用户选择的原因。
So as for your second question, I wonder the concept of mid-form video, because we don't believe user choose to consume video content based on look or length of the video, but rather on the quality of the video. It's very easy to change the length of the video, but it's very difficult to create the high quality content that users like. So whether it's long form or short form, it's probably a scenario base, but it shouldn't be a format or a product concept.
比如说就在 B 站上面，然后视频短的有只有十几秒，然后长的一个视频长达几个小时，然后他们各有各的受众，而且不同品类它典型的视频的长度就是不一样。比如说对于音乐类的视频，它很少有超过十分钟的，对于生活类的视频有大量就比较短的，可能几十秒到两三分钟的，但对于游戏类的视频很少有短过十分钟的。所以的话就是我们会发现它并不是说是以一个时长的概念来那个衡量这些视频的那个种类，就是它其实是一个，我认为它是一个比较综合的一个概念。
So as for Bilibili, we offer videos length range from dozen seconds to few hours, and each type of video has different audiences. And for different content categories, the length also varies. For example, the music categories, majority of the video is less than 10 minutes. And for games and lifestyle, it could up to hours. So I don't think it's a concept of the length, it's actually the concept of the content. And at Bilibili, we are a more comprehensive general content platform.
就是我们会看到这两年确实那个有产品它是就是非常典型的以短视频为主的，然后它增长很快，但是呢就是我们会发现就是过去的两三年同样也是 B 站增长很快的两三年，所以就是我并不觉得那个它证明的是这个就是所谓哎那种方式它就是一个快的方式，然后其他方式就不快啊，我觉得在任何时候它都是能够满足用户需求的、用户喜欢的内容的平台，它就能够长得快。
So in the past couple of years, we've seen products that's focusing on providing majority short form videos, and they've experienced a quite decent growth rate. But at the same time, Bilibili is also continue to deliver high quality fast growth. So we believe any product that provides the content that fits users' needs, that caters users' interests and preferences, can win over their time.
我觉得过去的十一年来吧，就 B 站一直是一个就是内容生态驱动的，然后能够充分满足用户兴趣的这么一个视频平台，然后而且事实也证明，就是这种模式下 B 站的增长是持续而健康的。
So in the past 11 years, Bilibili has always been focused on the content ecosystem driven business model and to satisfy users' interest and need for high quality content. And this model is proven successful for us.
而且我觉得 B 站作为一个综合性的一个视频平台，它其实更能够代表未来视频这一类产品的趋势，因为我认为未来的这个用户需要的视频的产品一定会是覆盖全场景的，然后覆盖多个屏幕的。
So as a comprehensive video community, Bilibili actually we believe represents the future of video product, which we believe will be omni scenario and multi screen.
And that concludes the question and answer session. I would like to turn the conference back over to management for any additional or closing comments.
Thank you once again for joining us today. If you have any further questions, please contact myself, Julie Yang, the Weibo Senior IR Director, or TPG Investor Relations. Our contact information for IR in both China and the U.S. can be found on today's press release. Have a great day.